If anyone else would like to help us dramatize the scripture in the next 3 weeks, we'll be looking for helpers, so please let me know. Have you heard this story before? Somewhat familiar? We don't always tell it. Has people figured out the family tree? Elizabeth is Mary's cousin, older cousin. Mary's younger. And there's an important story about Mary and Elizabeth that comes later. But that's who is getting ready to have this special baby, John, who sometimes we know as John the Baptizer. Do you feel hopeful? Be honest. Some days. Do you feel hopeful today? Does it sometimes feel like it's harder to have hope? If, like me, you listen to the news every morning, or whenever you do, that might make it harder to have hope. I know some people, I'm married to one of them, who has decided that she will have a better life if she doesn't listen to the news too much. It's not that she's not paying attention to what's happening, but she's not focusing on it. Sometimes it's hard to have hope when we hear about things going on, sometimes far away, sometimes closer, sometimes very close, just down the highway. Sometimes hope comes hard. So one of the things that we're going to do today is think about what are the signs of hope that we see. And what's our role in them? So think about that. What are the signs of hope that you have seen or heard lately? Oh, I can tell by the smile on her face that Tanya's got a really good one. I have a good guess about what you're going to say. Am I right? Tanya's going to have another grandchild, right? Sorry, was I allowed to say that? Oh, good. She's got all three of her grandchildren with her today. That's a wonderful sign of hope. And just having the little ones with us, right, is a wonderful sign of hope. Any other signs of hope that you can think of or have heard or seen? Did anybody enjoy the strummers this morning as you came into the church? Last night, Karen and our son and his partner, the four of us, got to our very first Christmas concert. Oh, it was wonderful. Electro Women's Choir was so good. And we have, three or four concerts happening right here over the next few weeks and all over town. For me, beautiful music stirs hope within me. Does that help for you too? Yeah, maybe. What are signs of hope that you have seen or heard? You got one? It is. Just seeing Tanya enjoying time with her two grandsons. So thank you for being a sign of hope. You didn't even know it, did you? But you are. You are a messenger of hope simply by being who you are. And that goes for all of us. Even if we're not always feeling hopeful within ourselves, when we choose to share a message of hope with our actions, with our words, with a smile, just by being with our grandchildren and enjoying them, by being kind to someone who bumps into you or gets in front of you or otherwise annoys you, we can be messengers of hope. Even if we're not feeling it ourselves at that moment, we can make a choice. Muriel, right. The community meal, why? Why is that a sign of hope? Yeah. For lots of us, it's the highlight of our week to gather with these fabulous volunteers. There's like more than 30 that come every week and cook up a meal and serve it. And there's great joy in doing that. And sometimes stress, but it's lovely. And the community that we enjoy with each other and with the people that come to eat is marvelous. Liz? Yeah, the young volunteers, the teenagers, and the younger ones even, yeah. We have some quite young volunteers, some of whom are here today. Signs of hope, absolutely. I'm guessing that Alvin is probably not the only teacher in the room that finds looking at the calendar and counting down the days a little sign of hope. Is that true? Some of us, as we get closer to Christmas, get more stressed out though, right? A little bit. Some of us dread this season, because it's difficult. It might have some tough memories. It might be that we're far away from people we love. We're separated with conflict, misunderstanding, hurt. Or we've lost them. They've died. Whether it was recently or not so recently, it can make it difficult. So think about who it is that might need to receive a sign of hope. Who needs to receive a sign of hope? We all do, absolutely. But what I want to encourage you to do is to think about people in your own circle of influence. People who live beside you or near you, people you see on the street, in the store, at work, people you know that might need a message of hope. And as you hold those people, those situations in your thoughts right now, Imagine how you might become a messenger of hope for them. Doesn't have to necessarily be in words. Church people might get it, but other people might be kind of weirded out if you start going, "Hope be with you." But we can embody hope for others. Imagine how we could do that. We're talking a lot about angels for these next few weeks. Now, did you know that, I mean, most of the angels, in fact, are there, I don't think there's a single angel in this space where we have tried to collect a whole bunch of angels. Are there any angels you see without wings? Is there one somewhere? Do you see one? No. They all seem to have wings, don't they? We've associated angels and wings for many centuries now. But in the Bible, there are some angels in that other space, that other world, who have wings. But most of the angels that get talked about in the Bible don't have wings at all. They are ordinary looking people. They might sometimes be wearing different clothes, you know. Sometimes we hear about them being dressed in white or somehow being bright. Light is associated with them, but they're ordinary people. But I think the tradition of angels having wings makes all kinds of sense when you think about their main job was to bring God's message or God's messages to others. And so this sense of they needed to travel wherever, however we imagine God, the source of life to be, from that source to the people who need to hear the message. And so, yeah, wings historically are a good idea, a good metaphor for the traveling that they need to do. And so what a beautiful symbol a feather can become, or actual wings that we take a picture in front of, or that we see on our outlines, our images of angels. Without actual wings, we can remember that we are called to be messengers. Messengers from our loving God, the source of all goodness and love. And so, as you've already heard, we're inviting you in this season to keep a feather with you in your pocket or in your car or your purse, or you could put it on your kitchen table or wherever it's best for you. You can attach it to your briefcase or school bag or whatever, or your actual keys, to remind you to open your eyes to God's messengers in your life. There are messengers all around us. There are angels all around us. Angels among us, sharing hope and peace and joy and love and so much more. And let it remind us, too, that we can be angels, messengers for others. And probably the most important message that we always need to start with is, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. It's okay. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. You just grabbed that key right off the bat, didn't you? Let's hear the choir.